This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and we got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here on the radio waves. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
We've been talking about the government-regulated marketplace in Uruguay, which it's not much better than I thought it had initially been. I thought the government was the exclusive distributor, but it turns out they're using pharmacies who have to jump through whatever governmental hoops to become licensed pharmacies. So not just any pharmacy can do it. And so far, only 12 of them apparently have decided the hoops were worth jumping through.
Right. And it said, what, again, like half of the provinces have no dispensaries at all?
More than half. Most of their 19 provinces have no marijuana dispensaries, and further, the government has only authorized 2 growers to provide all of the marijuana for the entire country of Uruguay, and they're failing. They're failing. And in addition, one of the...
Aren't they also... Didn't you say they were limiting the amount that the growers could grow?
They're limiting the individual growers.
Ah, okay.
And
see, I heard that as they were limiting the authorized growers, and then surprised.
They are limiting the authorized growers. I'm sorry, you're correct. 2 companies licensed to produce a total of 4 tons.
Yeah. So
even though the government themselves are estimating 30 tons is what is required to feed the
demand. We need 30, but you can only grow 4.
Right.
I don't understand why we don't have enough here.
And the weed they're growing is not that impressive. According to Jose Luis Bertullo, who went to a pharmacy to purchase, he said, this is the last time we buy. This marijuana doesn't really hit you as much, meaning that it's not as strong as what they're used to buying in the black market.
Right.
So why bother having to travel? Because, again, many people are having to travel at quite a distance, and some of these pharmacies are completely sold out. They can't actually get the weed when they show up, so they've wasted their time. When you can make a phone call, and some entrepreneur in the black market will show up at your door with a backpack full of weed.
Right.
With probably more than one choice. Uruguay launched its government-regulated marketplace, says CBS News, in an effort to fight rising homicide and crime rates linked with illicit drug trafficking. Yet drug violence has increased since the law went into effect. Interior Minister Eduardo Bonomi says fights between criminal gangs, mostly associated with drugs, make up 59% of all homicides in the first quarter of 2018, roughly double the percentage in 2012. Now, if their reason for legalizing cannabis was to fight homicide, they are looking in the wrong place. That's not to say there may not be some drug fights between gangs over cannabis.
Right.
But the real hard drug problem is where, you know, it's the distribution of cocaine, it's the distribution of heroin, it's the hard drug distribution is where these criminal gangs are still operating full on. And, of course, they're still operating cannabis, too.
Right.
But they're still operating. Even if they had done a completely legal cannabis situation where there was no regulation, where the government stepped away completely and allowed anybody who wanted to acquire seeds, grow, sell, keep, give away, whatever, cannabis, that still wouldn't end drug violence. Because right. Prohibition continues on all of the other things. And as long as prohibition exists, as people should have learned by now, but apparently they haven't, because I guess they think they can get it right. As long as prohibition exists, violence will follow it.
Right. And, you know, I'm wondering if some of the prohibitionists, much like we often hear from communists and socialists, well, it just wasn't done the right way. The prohibition, right. The alcohol prohibition in the 30s, it just wasn't done the right way. Or the 20s or whatever it was.
We just needed more violence.
We just need to tweak it. The Soviet Union, yeah, they were communists. They just didn't do it right. If only they would have done
X, Y, or
fill in the blank here, there, the other thing.
Just put me in charge. I'll get it all right.
We can't, you know, go back on this thing. We can't say it's a failure because we've already spent all this money on it. And it's largely the sunken cost fallacy.
Yeah.
We've spent billions of dollars on it. We can't stop
now. We
gotta
keep spending. We gotta keep arresting. We'll arrest our way out of this problem one of these days. Of course, it never works. But
we'll
when it does work,
our way out of the prison overpopulation problem.
But it's not a problem for them. They like it. And that's what I say. That's what I was about to say was, you know, for them, it doesn't really matter if, you know, they can never arrest their way out of the problem. Because the more arrests they make, the larger the prison industrial complex becomes, the more deals they can cut with these private prisons, the more slave labor they have on their hands because these people in the prisons are forced to work or else they're put in segregation, which is essentially a form of torture. And so they're taking drug dealers and drug users and they're turning them into basically unpaid slave laborers. So that's one aspect of this. And the other aspect is that the billions that they're spending, those are billions that enrich these bureaucracies. I mean, they love the money. They love the forfeiture. They love the assets that they get, the cars, the shiny cars from the dealers. And,
right, and in a lot of states, they wind up emblazoning somewhere on their
ill-gotten
gains.
Yeah.
We took this from a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who else can drive around in their stolen car and advertise it publicly except the police?
Right.
Yeah. So a little bit more here. Telemundo Television interviewed former President Julio Maria Sanguinetti, an opponent of legalization, saying, quote, there have never been as many drug traffickers and drug violence as today. Last year, according to the story at CBS News, the country's homicide rate was 8.1 per 100,000 inhabitants, the second highest in nearly 30 years, though still far better than the rate for neighboring Brazil. Oliveira and other officials, though, say the plan just needs more time. Oliveira said, quote, it's going to be a year in July since the sale in the pharmacies began. We never thought about eliminating the black market in a short time. It was always a gradual thing. This doesn't happen overnight. It could, though.
Right.
It really could. Because if somebody, somewhere, some political body, which, you know, this is a total fantasy. It's never likely going to occur. But if some political body were to simply let go of controlled substances, of the whole idea of controlling substances, and actually have true depenalization to undo prohibition,
yes,
to make it so it's legal not just for cannabis, but for every other controlled substance out there, you name it, heroin, mushrooms, LSD, whatever you want to say, even the prescriptions, if you just let go of that control and let the market, you know, they say let go and let God, let go and let the market, the wonderful invisible hand of the market, it literally will eliminate the black market overnight. Because, well, the black market's just the people operating under prohibition.
Right.
Those people, if they weren't afraid of coming out of the shadows, if they knew that they weren't going to get thrown into a jail cell for the thing that they're doing, which is, in most cases, simply providing a product to a consenting audience, to people that are searching for that product.
Yep.
It's not common for drug dealers to ply their wares on preschool children. That doesn't happen. They can't afford to buy the, you know, whatever it is that they're plying.
Right. That's just one of the scare tactics that they teach you in DARE.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And so if you just let go, then everything can go legit. All of a sudden, drug manufacturers can start manufacturing things like heroin again, because they used to.
Yep.
And, you know, they can manufacture those things under controlled conditions, which eliminates the problem with overdosing for the most part, except for intentional overdoses, which there are hardly any of those compared to unintentional overdoses.
So, well, most of the intentional overdoses are people that are definitely trying to kill themselves, and almost all the time that is with prescription drugs.
They can get a bottle of aspirin and down that. I'm not recommending it, but some people have tried that. And so, you know, if you want to kill yourself, there's plenty of ways to do that. So they would end the problem with unintentional overdoses. The quality, the product would be available. It wouldn't be something people would have to hunt for, you know, in the streets. The safety of the streets would go up because the black market would no longer need to operate. It literally would be, if not overnight, within weeks of it accomplished. This government bureaucrat's like, it's just been a year. We're going to need another 5 years to really figure out how to grow this weed and get it distributed to people. No, you really don't. The black market's been handling distribution under the threat of violence from the government for decades. They've got distribution down.
Yes.
They can smuggle in weed under the noses of Border Patrol agents simply by paying off whoever they need to pay off to look the other way when they go across the border. So it just would make things easier. It would lower the prices, as we're seeing in Colorado and Washington, even under a regulated market. Prices are being slashed because competition works when you allow the market to even work a little bit. And again, will we ever see a free market in drugs in the United States or anywhere in the world? I don't know.
So.
I sure hope so, though. There's more coming up here. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The Crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the Crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the Crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the Crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the Crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
up whatever's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username's lrn.fm. And then there's also our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop on into that option, and you'll sound like you are sitting in the studio here with us. So liberty.menu is a place where you can go if you're a liberty-minded person, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu to list the thing that you do, or the things that you do, because you can have more than one listing, and they're all for free. So it's like a libertarian business directory. That's its main thrust. It also has events listings, so the recent ForkFest that happened last weekend,
yep,
that was up there, and it kind of was made into its own event category, so sub-events could be listed underneath that, which was awesome, and I'm hoping that that'll happen next year for ForkFest 2019, which we should announce tentatively has dates set for it already as June 13th through June 18th, or I guess you could say until June 18th, the 13th through the 18th. That will be 2019, so you can mark your calendar temporarily for that. And I have, as of earlier today, made an entry on liberty.menu for ForkFest 2019.
Yes.
Which put me into sixth place on the leaderboard, very far away from your number one slot, Daryl. You are the number one biggest submitter over at liberty.menu, followed by the actual creators of the site, and then somebody who I don't know, and then Roger Paxton and me. So I'm closing in on Roger Paxton, but I've got a little bit of a ways to catch up to him. Because, again, you can put things on there that aren't even your business if you want to. Like, if you want to be helpful, you could, if you know somebody who's got a libertarian-oriented business, or they're a libertarian who runs a business, and you know they're not afraid of being outed publicly for that, because I guess in some areas, if somebody finds out you're a libertarian, they might not like you anymore.
Right.
But if you want to add something that's not yours, so like ForkFest isn't my event, so when I created it, because nobody runs ForkFest.
Right.
So when I created it, it gives you the choice of, are you associated with in some way, like the creator of or the owner of this thing,
right,
or not? So I chose not. And so you can add other people's businesses if you would like. And then I think there's a way for them to come in and claim it later if they would
like
to do
that. And you actually do know the person that's sitting in fourth place. It's Brian McQuaid, Roger's co-host on his Star Wars podcast, Resist the Empire.
Well, that explains the handle, which I did not recognize, yes. Libertarian Jedi. All right, so go to ForkFest, or excuse me, go to liberty.menu, and then you can add your own stuff to that. And it's a global map. It's not a New Hampshire thing. This is all across the world. Although right now, let's see, it looks like Europe's got, where is that, Turkey? I'm not sure where that is. Something in Korea. And so there are a few different things, you know, on this map. Wait, is that Korea? No, that's Japan. Somebody in Japan. I went to government school for my geography class, okay? Cut me a break. Liberty.menu, wherever you are in the world, there's a place for you there. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
It's been a long time.
Hey, welcome back. You're a cop, by the way, just so our listeners, in case they don't recognize your voice, that's what you do out there in Bullhead City. Go ahead.
But, you know, you brought up a real good point about ending this prohibition. You know, it's funny because you go out there on a daily basis, and you got all these laws, and you have to enforce them and do these things. The sad part is you spend your time going after this pettiness of, let's say, going after a guy who's smoking a joint. Ooh.
Right.
Instead, you know, the fact that you guys bring up a real good point because, A, you know, you're there to serve and protect. You're not there to harass and ignore, you know. And it's funny because I would think that if they did do something like that, other than the people that are getting rich off of all of this being a little bit, you know, hurt in the Easter, it would allow the people that actually are in law enforcement to go out there and actually go after the bad guys, the people that are hurting people and the people that are ripping people off.
Absolutely. And when I see the police doing the right thing, I will appreciate that. I will tell them thank you for, you know, doing the right thing and taking a real bad guy off the streets. Like recent... like, you know, when they take one of their own. For instance, the one that was raping children here in the Keene area that got taken off the streets as a police chief at that time. Oh, and then I just saw a headline, interestingly. Remember, Daryl, we've been in all these marijuana hearings.
Yes.
And you know that head of the Police Chiefs Association? The one whose name's Dick, Richard Crate. He's from Enfield. He's got a bald head. He's always in there. He's not the old guy. There's the old white-haired guy.
That's the guy I was thinking of at first.
It's the other guy who's the head of the Police Chiefs Association. Well, Vincent, who is our sometime co-host and lives up in that the Enfield area, it's one of the towns surrounding Hanover where he lives, he sent me an interesting headline today about that. This is the head of the Police Chiefs Association in New Hampshire. The story from the Valley News headline, Enfield Police Chief Stepping Down over alleged assault of his son.
And look at the date of that. That's actually from April.
That's right.
But we're just now hearing about this.
Well, I mean, it's we don't live in the Upper Valley.
Right.
You'd be surprised at stuff that gets covered up. I mean, you know, I know stuff. I mean, I know it firsthand. I'm not a hearsay kind of person. And I'm telling you right now that it's a shame because people need to know that. The only way you can fix a problem is know that there is a problem. But unfortunately, in the field that I work, is they're masters at covering up stuff. And it's sad because, and I can't help it. I'm one person, you know. Do you speak the truth? You're chastised. You're threatened on your job. You're told that you can't do things. You can't say something or, you know, do the thing that actually you want to do the right thing.
But yeah, we had a guy who was a guest on our show for a while named Brad Jardis, who was a police officer in New Hampshire for more than a decade, who came out of the closet against the war on drugs. And that set off a series of events, including co-officers basically trying to intimidate him and then ultimately trying to get him fired from the department. Luckily, the people of the area came to his termination hearing and stood up and spoke in his favor. And he kept his job as a result of that. But then he just resigned afterwards because who would want to work?
Yeah, because you get pressured. I mean, I've seen that happen. I mean, it's like you get shunned, you know, and then they look at every little thing that you do and it becomes hyper-criticized. I think that's a good term for it.
Yeah, you'll go under the microscope in that particular case. Now, what you mentioned, Patrick, earlier wasn't entirely accurate. As a police officer, you do have discretion. So even though you are tasked with enforcing a certain set of laws, unless it's usually like a felony in progress or whatever, you generally can completely ignore it. So if there's somebody smoking a joint walking down... Correct.
It's officer discretion. The only thing that you have to look out for, and I do this, and maybe you guys can do it, if somebody is completely impaired, you know, you don't want them driving around.
Yeah, no doubt. No matter what it is. Maybe it's a lack of sleep. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why somebody would be impaired behind the wheel, and whatever the reason is, need to be getting off the roads. Thanks for the call, Patrick. I appreciate hearing from you. Sensible opinion there from a police officer who is on duty. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government is putting migrant families back together. A senior administration official estimates around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children have been reunited so far. It's still unclear what will happen with the remaining children, but the same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized reunification process. Drama happening on the floor of the House of Representatives. Congressman Ted Liu played the viral video of migrant children crying in a detention center.
17 of the House.
He was ruled out of order. House Republicans have decided to vote next week on the immigration bill, even though the president has tweeted to drop the effort until after the November elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in your toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. And there's a bunch of them. They're all free. The webcam through our Twitch feed is available to you in 720p HD quality every single night that we're here in the studio. So it wasn't there for you, obviously, during ForkFest when we were on a campground with really crappy internet. It would have been super disappointing had we tried, even attempted, to stream any video out of there. But if you go to twitch.lrn.fm, you can watch us on Twitch anytime we're live, and even later on via their archives, which are limited time. They only keep their archives there for, I think, about 2 weeks. But head on over there at twitch.lrn.fm. There is a chat system built into Twitch, which is separate from our Discord chat. Most people tend to chat in Discord, but if for whatever reason you want to be in the Twitch chat, it's there for you. It's just there's only usually an occasional comment. So if you want to do some chatting, just link on over to our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. And if you follow us on our Twitch channel, and thank you to the over 300 people who are followers, again, we're brand new on Twitch, just having started in January, and we don't really, you know, necessarily fit the rest of the format. It's mostly video game streaming, but
right.
they have a talk shows category, and they have tried to expand out a little bit, so we're trying to do that there. If you follow us on Twitch and you sign up for the email notifications, or the if you've got the app and you have notifications turned on, it will notify you when we go live, which is a handy reminder that we're there if you want to listen live. And, of course, you can listen later on anytime over at freetalklive.com. And once again, it's twitch.lrn.fm. I do want you to know about saveatpurse.com. That's where you can go to save big time on the stuff that you need and the stuff that you want through Amazon. You're using your cryptocurrency, however, because there's no other way to use Purse. It's for people with crypto who want to use it to spend through Amazon. But because Amazon doesn't actually allow cryptocurrency purchases directly, Purse is kind of this intermediary that has a marketplace set up where your crypto, in this case Bitcoin, is the most popular probably on Purse. Your Bitcoin that you put into the site is put up for basically a marketplace to purchase at a discount or at a increased rate because you are wanting a discount on Amazon products. So you can actually get Amazon product for 20% off easily. Just across the board, I've never had a problem getting 20% off through saveitpurse.com. 25%, definitely pretty doable. You start going toward 30%, it gets a little harder. So, for instance, I put something up there for the maximum discount of 33% off. I want to get one of those mosquito trap things because we got one of them.
Okay.
And I want to get a bigger one. Mark's got this monster-sized one that he's got in his yard that, like, attracts bugs from up to an acre away. And so I want to put that thing in the backyard here at the LRN studio.
Okay.
And just let it crank. But I don't really need it. So, like, it doesn't matter to me whether this thing arrives next month or next week or whatever. So I just put it at 33%.
Right.
We'll see if somebody snaps it up. So far, it's been a day or so, and nobody has yet. But if I put it at 15, 20, 22% or something, it probably would have already been bought by now. Go to saveatpurse.com. You can get started there. It's super easy to do. Save at purse. Saveatpurse.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we've got David on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, all too creepy, New Mexico. I have not seen a mosquito since last year.
Wow, all right then.
Yeah. And to finish up what I was saying last night, because I didn't get a chance to squeeze it in, on the biggest radio station in this state, the one that silences the voices of callers that want to question politicians that are on the radio station, including their own representatives. They invite people to call in and ask questions of candidates, except they maintain a literal blacklist.
Mm.
And my name is on that blacklist as per the station manager, the program manager of this largest station in the state of New Mexico. And this week, in the middle of this week on Wednesday, I recorded that station manager doing his two-hour program in the middle of the day. I recorded him using homophobic slurs over and over and over again against a caller that had upset him.
Hmm.
And I took that recording and I emailed it to about 100 different directions, most of them politicians in the state of New Mexico, and then some people that are in the radio business, including yourselves, if you ever saw it. And that was Wednesday.
I don't know why I would
care.
I mean, it's some conservative,
yeah,
presumably, on the radio. I mean, what do you expect except homophobia from those people?
Right, yeah. Well, here's the point. Not about the point is that guy was silencing speech. You know, here they are. They're bringing candidates on to let the citizens ask questions to help decide who they're going to vote for. And they literally maintain a blacklist, just like they did in Hollywood, you know, and over that whole thing, a literal blacklist. So anyway, I caught this guy doing something. That was just a tool. So, and I distributed it. And that was on Wednesday. On Thursday, that guy was not on the radio, and he was not on the radio today. He's off the radio for this week and all of next week. So it's some small success.
Do you think that had to do with the comments? Was there any kind of admission from the station as to why he's not on, or is he just on a vacation?
Yeah, no. They over the radio they say he's on vacation, but I got people that I call that work at that radio station, and they say it's because of what I did.
Oh, congratulations. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to have any effect in the long term. I mean, like you said, the guy's coming back in a week. and
right, yeah,
you know, if he adjusts what he says about gay people on the air to keep his job, that's not going to change anything about whether or not you and this and these other callers are prohibited from calling into the radio show. So ultimately, yeah, it has done nothing to increase the accountability to the politicians that are appearing on these shows.
Well, you know, for instance, here's a suggestion that comes from this guy's own personnel at his own station. The next place that recording goes is to all of their advertisers. So, ooh, and that's at the suggestion of radio station personnel. So I'm going to send all this, these homophobic slurs that this guy did, I'm going to send it to the people that advertise on that radio station and let them listen to it.
That is an effective way to have, yes, some level of influence. And thank you for the call, David. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. When people are, you know, boycotting, or there's a threat of a boycott,
right,
it certainly does make advertisers sit up and take notice, because a lot of the times on a radio show, an advertiser, especially at a national level, now this is a local show he's talking about in,
right,
Albuquerque, and I think the big Cumulus station in the area, but even in the case of local, a lot of advertisers don't really know the show they're advertising on. Sometimes you'll get an advertiser who's an actual listener,
right,
and they're really excited about advertising and teaming up with the show that they're a fan of. Those are the best kinds of advertisers, because those are the ones who are likely going to stick with you through a tough time,
right,
like
there was
this.
What are referred to as ideological advertisers.
Sure. Or at the very least, you know, they like the show for whatever reason they like it, and they know others listen, and so they want to back the show that they know is popular, and because they know it's going to get people through the doors. But they don't want to usually be embroiled in controversy, even if the advertiser agrees with the host.
Correct.
Like, maybe the advertiser is also a homophobe, and they would agree with the host's statements, but they don't want to be known as a homophobe,
right,
so, or supporting a homophobe, so they might actually still pull their support from that program. It's a smart way of attacking a system that ultimately is designed to keep away critique. So I can understand why David is frustrated. I can empathize with him. One of the reasons I created Free Talk Live back when I did, which was, you know, 2002, was because I never really heard the kind of robust conversation that I thought should be on the air on talk radio. I always just heard a talk show host opening the phones to only the people that agreed with him, and every now and then letting somebody who is like an easy mark on who disagreed, right?
Right.
Like somebody who they could easily dominate, they could easily destroy their arguments, that kind of thing. It never really,
right,
felt intellectually honest. It never felt well-rounded. And so I wanted a show that would let anybody call in, which isn't a unique idea. I mean, there have been people who've done open phones hours and open phones in the past, but we would do open phones all the time, no matter what the fact that, you know, the talk radio experts say you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
We would do that, and we'd come at things from a libertarian perspective, which was, you know, pretty much unheard of anywhere at that time, and still pretty much unheard of anywhere at this time. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here. We got time for you if you want to jump in. We'll talk about maybe the black market if we, I don't know if we can fit it in, but we'll see what we can do.
Maybe.
Here. It's coming up on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Join us, bring up anything you want here. The number's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We got the AMP program. It is a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live. And you can support what we do here. If you appreciate the fact that we're spreading the message of peace and liberty and cryptocurrency and freedom here every single night, 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live, and you want to hear us on more radio stations, maybe you want more people on the internet listening to the program and hearing about these ideas, then please join the AMP program. We actually only have just under 200 Free Talk Live amplifiers after more than a decade of doing this. And we've actually had more than 1,000 over that decade. I think more than 1,200 over that decade of the AMP program. But people come and go for different reasons. And it would be great to have you on board. So don't think that somebody else is going to do it. You've got to do it. If you really like the show and you really appreciate what we do and you want to help us do more of it and get on the program, get the program on various other places. Like, for instance, I just looked into advertising the show on Penn Jillette's podcast. And it took them like a month to get back, but they actually got back to me today.
Nice.
Let's just say we can't afford it. So it was like more than twice what I said our budget could possibly be. So we're not out of the range of being able to afford it. In theory, we could if we had enough people supporting the show. But at this point, we can't. So we're going to be actually sponsoring Roger Paxton's podcast, though.
Yes.
Coming up in July, and I'm very excited about that. So we're doing some internet-based advertising now for the first time in quite a while. Where the idea was, well, it's, you know, let's advertise on some of the other good libertarian talk shows. Maybe some people there don't actually know about us.
Right.
Or need to be reminded that that we exist. So if you want to help us with the AMP program, you'll get some cool perks, like access to the AMP Only Facebook group. There's the AMP Only chat rooms on the Discord. There's also other AMP perks that you can go get the full list over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use your credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Daryl, you had a story about the black market
yeah.
in Washington State.
Yes, I did. And, you know, we were talking about cannabis legalization thing down in Uruguay and the thriving black market there. And I, let me see if there's, you know, black market Washington cannabis. Story from NPR from about a month ago. Mm-hmm. 5 years into its experiment with legal regulated cannabis, Washington State is finding that pot still attracts criminals. Okanogan County Chief Criminal Deputy Steve Brown helped raid a farm last fall. What was striking, he says, is how brazen it was. Mm. Located just off the side of a road within sight of the neighbors. Before legalization, an operation like this would have been hidden up in the hills. Mm. He says, now it's just out in the open because everywhere you drive in this county, you see fencing, and everybody just assumes it's another legal grow. This particular grow was just a few hundred feet from a licensed state-regulated pot farm.
Gee, I wonder who turned them in.
Brown says the growers were trying to blend in. Hmm. They acted like it was legal. He says they even tried to fool the tax assessors, filing to pay the agricultural property tax at the rate for licensed cannabis growers. After an investigation, it turned out that the growers were part of a network with connections to California and Thailand. Those people had purchased six properties in the area. They were growing cannabis illegally on five of them. Legalization was also supposed to end smuggling, but that hasn't worked out either. Deputy Brown keeps track of the people from this area who've been arrested transporting big loads of marijuana through other states, such as Arkansas and Wyoming. At least one of them had ties to a licensed marijuana store in the Okanogan region. The reason
is simple. So, meaning they're growing it in Washington, traveling out from there and getting busted in other states. That's what he's keeping track of.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
He says the reason is simple. Economics.
Sure.
Overproduction in Washington and other states with legal pot, such as Oregon, has led to a market glut and rock-bottom wholesale prices in the legal market.
And that has affected the black market. It absolutely has. Cannabis is cheaper now than it's ever been in the black market in my lifetime.
Jeremy Moberg runs a licensed outdoor marijuana farm in the area called Canasol. He says you're going to get maybe $1,500 a pound tops. And a lot of people in farms around here are going to be lucky to get $250 a pound.
Wow. Wow. Back 20 years ago, for the kind of weed that they're getting $1,500 a pound for or less, it would have gone for like $5,000.
Yeah. He says in states where marijuana is still illegal, the same product would easily fetch three or four times that price.
There you go.
That's a powerful temptation for licensed farmers who aren't covering production costs right now. He says, for those that just are totally underwater and have lost a lot of their money, it's a huge incentive to think that they could divert legally grown pot into the black market.
Sure.
He says, but he personally would not take the risk.
Oh, no, of course not.
He says, I have a strong enough fear for prison and enforcement to
that's what it's all about.
Not think about that too much.
There you go. Prison is the problem here. The reason why, you know, the marketplace is behaving the way it is because people are under threat of violence from the state. And it's sad that police resources are still being used to go after people growing plants.
A couple of licensed farms nearby have been caught not keeping proper track of their cannabis, and another is accused of using marijuana to pay a contractor. That's a major violation of the state's tracking rules for legally grown cannabis. Steve Moorhead, an enforcement officer for the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board, said, I could see where it's difficult or definitely tempting for someone to take it out of state. He does surprise inspections on licensed growers to make sure that they're keeping all of their cannabis inside the tracking system meant to prevent diversion. He says every plant that is 8 inches or taller needs to have a barcoded tag on it.
My God.
But he acknowledges that the system isn't foolproof, especially if someone decides to set aside a couple of buds from those tag plants.
Sure.
There's a lot of the honor system going on of how many ounces or how many pounds did you take off these plants. We're trusting that they're giving good information.
Well, right. I mean, how many bureaucrats can they really hire to go around and assess all these plants? They can't. Even if they did that, which would be an incredibly, you know, insanely expensive process.
Right.
Even if they did that, like he points out, if somebody goes off and clips off a tenth of the buds from each plant,
right,
you're not going to be able to notice that with an inspector. If you've got hundreds of plants, you clip off one-tenth of the buds from all of those hundreds of plants, you've just gotten, you know, pounds and pounds of marijuana that you can then send out the back door. You know, I just thought of that off the top of my head, and I'm not even a professional grower.
Right.
Right?
And, you know, I'm thinking of other sorts of things that can legally be grown where you don't have all of these weird random inspections. Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato farmers don't have to, every one of your plants, put a barcode on and then keep a track of exactly how many tomatoes come off of every single one of these. And if you're off by a tomato or two, then you go to prison.
Right, because we're going to save the children or something. What are they thinking? Yeah. I mean, it's just control. That's all this is. It's not about protecting the children. It's not about anything except for we have to be in control because the government, that's what we do. And we would feel impotent if we weren't telling you what to do.
Mark Kleiman, professor of public policy at New York University, and is a consultant with some company that consults with the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board, says that this may be the Achilles heel of Washington's marijuana tracking system because the amount of product that a plant produces depends on a lot of different things and it's not constant.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with tomato plants,
right,
you know, fruit trees. An apple tree this year is not going to produce the exact same number of apples next year.
Right.
The tree growing next to it not going to produce the exact same number of apples as another tree.
It's like the government pounding their feet because they can't control absolutely everything about nature.
Yeah.
You know?
And he says it's certainly possible that someone could ship some out the back door. This matters for many reasons.
Oh, really?
According to NPR here, off-the-books pot feeds the glut, depressing prices further and tempting producers to sell more into the black market tax-free.
Oh.
So this is what it's really all about. It's about
taxes.
The government getting, quote-unquote, their share.
Yeah. Well, if it moves, tax it, right?
And if it stops moving, then subsidize it, and then once it begins to move, you tax it again.
Or if it stops moving completely, then there's the death tax.
Yeah.
Because it never ends, even after you die.
They say still diversion is hard to prove unless investigators are tipped off and know how to check the thousands of hours of surveillance videos that licensed growers
are required to keep. Good Lord.
Illegal grows, however, easier to catch. The Thai California network operating in Okanogan was not unique. And then they go on to talk about some others.
Kudos to the black market for continuing to feed the demand of the people without asking for permission. And maybe we'll see some state actually not have an insane regulatory structure on top of cannabis. But I'm a dreamer. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.